I was talking to my assistant a couple months back, and while we were talking about the obvious differences in men and women, I had to give up and say that men couldn't handle the period cycle that women go through. She countered and told me that men do have periods. They're called wars. There's little words that could describe what happened here in the United States. On Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, I was in New York when it was going down. My heart goes out to those in the aircrafts, the buildings, the rescuers killed on the ground. As a person who has traveled across 40 countries in the world, I can attest to the fact that the common peoples on the earth have long suffered and swallowed the bullet of the greed of governmental rule and arrogance. Power is a funny thing when poured on the few individuals that are selected to govern people, no matter where they're at on the earth. It makes manipulation a close cousin. Mad questions abound. Whoever the so-called hijackers of planet is answered to, my question is, how come their superiors didn't put their lives on the line? I don't buy religious martyrdom if the leader heads themselves can't get in the same box. It's problematic when one is trained and taught to die for religious elevation, while the heads of that structure are rich as hell and don't share the wealth with their followers. On the other side, the United States is talking war, but who is actually gonna fight those battles and with whom? War is not a football game, y'all. Bush and the rest of these 50 plus white men, seek power included, will not be on the air or field. They will not be on the air or field. They're making definite decisions, and I have a problem with the arrogance of most governments, period. I have a problem with the arrogance of man, period. There's little of any humility on both parts. The skeptical pendulum is swinging both ways as far as culprits are concerned. I have a problem with dragging innocent people into political high-level bullshit. There will be innocent people catching it bad across both waters, infested with a lethal combination of fact, attacks, myth, dogma, and orders. I have a problem with America walking out. Damn near this shitting on the World Racism Conference in South Africa. I have issues with the United States talking cocky, considering while admitting themselves about the carrying out of assassinations. I have a problem with heartless cats training to fly planes in order to kill thousands of innocent people in the air or the ground. I have a problem with some nations and its protectors, how they refuse to acknowledge their major contribution to this cycle of terror and greed. I have a problem that America's considered an over there issue, as if it was on another planet. I have a problem with America with 3 K's, this relentless hyping and macho barroom tales of a beat you down pass. I don't have a problem with America can't be. In New York, a place known for people not giving a damn about the next person, all of a sudden people are communicating with one another, regardless of background, unless the person has a Middle Eastern visual characteristic. And that's where America, that's where 3 K's and not America, spelled properly. 3 is its ugliness. Understand the difference, y'all. Twisted. Why anybody wanna kill God? It's whack when people oblivious to the facts are dragged into war and death. It's whack when cats throw religion into the mix. It's whack that celebrations are taking place in streets of some nations. And just as terrible as some Texans shooting and burning a mosque in Abilene. Just as horrible the fact that Americans jumped in celebratory joy when 2 atomic bombs were dropped on Japan in 1945 and updated hate in 2001 about people calling people of backgrounds dogs is documented. I could go on and on and on about the in and out and still continue terrorism. Endorsed American, that's what 3K style is eloquently pointed out and covered by my man Art McGee in a Black Radical Congress piece. Terror attacks, ignoring calls for reparation, only endorses a past of slavery. KKK, COINTELPRO, Japanese World War II concentration camps, etc., etc., has been hosted here in the same land of the free everybody's talking about. When it all boils down to it, power has never been with the people. The people of the earth are still pausing the game, while the board masters, the rulers of countries, corporations, giant and religious organizations, networks, they have quests for individual money and power. These leaderships operate under the guise of In God We Trust or even Allahu Akbar, where the action assumes the position of an act of God. It's not what you say you are, it's what you prove you are. So avoid this latest rhetoric and arrogance that's woven with this twisted sense of God, while the everyday person is shook by a new existence in this old day, this century, this millennium. On the real, in all sense of humility, may God bless us all beyond the flags. Why y'all wanna kill God? A twisted sense of God.